Passionate Times, written by Emma Blair and read by Eve Karpf.
Chapter 1. He woke to find himself staring at a pristine white ceiling from which a large fan hung slowly rotating. He was covered in sweat and had a blinding headache. Closing his eyes again, he groaned.
"Corporal Douglas, are you awake?"
She was pretty, wearing a grey dress, a scarlet cape that reached to her shoulders.
"Yes,"
he whispered in reply, as he licked paper-dry lips, now aware of how parched he was.
"Water,"
he croaked. She disappeared for a few moments, returning with a white porcelain vessel that had a handle at one end and a long spout at the other. He sucked greedily when the spout was slipped into his mouth.
"Not too much," she chided. "That wouldn't be good for you in your condition."
The disappointment and eagerness for more showed clearly on his face when the spout was firmly removed. She had dark hair, green eyes, and a winning smile, he observed.
"Who are you?"
he asked, his voice rough and cracked.
"Sister Parkin, Corporal."
There it was again. Corporal. And what was round his head? Something tight. He groaned again when he tried to reach up and touch it.
"Now you lie still. You're not to move, understand?"
"What?" He trailed off, confused, bewildered.
"You were shot, Corporal, in the head. You're a very lucky man to have survived."
"Shot?"
"In the battle to take Patra. You were flown here by Dakota."
He'd never heard of Patra or a Dakota.
"Patra?"
"It's in Greece, the Gulf of Corinth. You were quite a hero from all accounts." He had no idea what she was talking about.
"What did you call me?"
Sister Parkin frowned.
"Corporal Douglas. That's your rank and name."
Despite the heat and the warm sweat trickling down his face, a sudden deep chill seized him.
"And this is Greece?"
"No," she said patiently. "This is Libya. You're in a hospital just outside Zuwara. Tripoli is the nearest big town." He tried to digest that. He'd vaguely heard of Libya and Greece.
Countries. They were countries, he told himself, but he couldn't have said where they were located.
He closed his eyes again, willing the headache to go away, but it remained a throbbing, pulsating pain.
"I'm in the army, then."
"A paratrooper. From what I understand, you were in the first wave to be dropped."
"And I was shot," he repeated dully.
"In the head.
Half an inch lower and it would have been curtains. As I mentioned, you're a very lucky man."
He looked into his mind and saw nothing. Blankness. He couldn't remember this battle she'd referred to, or anything else.
"More water, please,"
he rasped. Sister Parkin's lips thinned in indecision, knowing from experience how extremely careful you had to be with head injuries.
"I'd better consult the medical officer first,"
she declared and moved swiftly away. His eyes were drawn back to the fan whose slow rotation had a mesmeric quality about it. He was dimly aware of beds on either side of him, and somewhere close by of the rustling sound of a skirt in motion. Another nurse? He imagined it had to be. Time passed, but he had no sense how long. It might have been a couple of minutes, it might have been 10.
"Hello, old chap. Back with us, I'm informed."
The speaker was short, fat, bald, and wearing a white coat with a bloodstain on its left lapel.
"I'm the bod who did your op, and a damn difficult one it was, too. For a while it was touch and go."
The MO peered at the bandages swathing the top of Douglas's head.
"How do you feel?"
"Headache."
"Not surprised,"
the MO replied.
"Quite natural in the circumstances."
"I..."
Douglas swallowed.
"More water."
The MO nodded and Sister Parkin picked up the white vessel from Douglas's bedside table. He drank his fill.